having livestock is such a critical component to having a full and complete system. The animals, you use their feces as a part of fertility. In fact, you know, some of the rabbits and the geese and the chickens we have, of course we're getting meat and we're getting eggs and feathers and that kind of things, but more importantly, it's their excrement, their fertility. Fertility is one of the biggest keys to success in growing food, and having livestock and being involved in that whole circle is very important. I just wanted to get that one.
No, and I'll explore that. So how many, if we talked about the amount of acreage for people to be able to manage and then also be able to take advantage of, what kind of livestock do you think would be, is there a way of doing the math on that so that we could get a better idea of how much acreage you would need for livestock and or how many individual, you know, animals would one need in order to sustain a group of two or four or six?
Well, sure. Let me give you a couple of specific examples. Now, I love rabbits. Rabbits work really, really well in a lot of bioregions. If you're going somewhere where you have a very short growing season in the north, it's going to be a little bit harder. But, for example, throughout most of the southern parts of the United States in the more milder regions, rabbits are excellent. They're herbivores, so they're going to eat your grass clippings or your landscape trimmings. They're not going to be competing with you for food, basically. They'd love your carrots, but don't let them eat them. I have an 8-cage rabbit hutch. It's 20 feet long by 2.5 feet wide. And out of that, we're getting about 80 to 90 rabbits a year. And I did the math on it recently. And for our family of four, two adults, two kids, that's about half of the protein requirements. Very small space, quiet animals. So you're not going to, if you're in an urban situation, you're not going to have city ordinances to worry about because they're not going to know about it. And the other great thing I like about them is you process them as needed, so you don't need to refrigerate. We're always looking at systems of how do you do it without electricity or how do you do it without all the conveniences that we have now. So, you know, having a cow is a wonderful thing, but, you know, you butcher a cow, that's a huge amount of work, and then what do you do with all that meat? So having rabbits, you can get the equivalent amount of meat out of it in a year with the reproduction they have, and it comes in family-sized chunks.
Right.
Yeah, so we've also got it set up that the cage is above the ground and their pellets fall in a compost pile right underneath it. And that compost underneath is probably more important than the rabbits themselves because we're using that to nourish the rest of the land.
And rabbits, you know, besides being, as you said, sort of prepackaged for a family size, you know, as you're saying, you did mention the pelts, too, that you can use for that?
We do. Yeah, you know, in our DVD, we include a whole CD-ROM full of documents, and we have a whole thing on tanning there, how to tan the pelts and use them with very, very simple chemicals that you can get. I'm looking for a system, maybe using the brains, where you can do it completely on farm with or in your yard without buying anything. And our whole systems are all geared toward that, because if you're having to go buy seed or go buy something from the store, that kind of negates the whole process. So we're always looking at how do you do this completely with nothing? You know, how do you do it completely on, how do you generate all the fertility right there in your yard? Or, you know, how can you do all these processes without, you know, having to go out and buy something every week at the feed store?
Sure. I think there are many people that I know in Minnesota that maintain year-round rabbit hutches, even with the cold weather, even such as it is. And I can think of at least two people that do that as a hobby, and they raise rabbits not as companion rabbits, but to be commercially sold and or, you know, shared.
Yeah, so we love it. And, you know, and one of the other things we include in there is a whole section on how to do butchering. And we kind of debated on that for a while, but I felt it was so important. The basic skills of how to butcher an animal is such a crucial thing that everybody really should know. And so we include it in there. And we do it very, very, very lovingly. And in fact, I've had quite a few vegetarians write me and say, well, they're not ready to do that yet, but they feel that it was possible after watching it. So I thought that was a tremendous accolade.
That seems impossible, to be totally honest, but I'm willing to take your word for it until I see the DVD. So to go back to that, so rabbits might provide enough, like about half of the meat protein that you might need. Let's talk about chickens.
You know, chickens are wonderful for egg production. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to have a flock of chickens and I'm going to eat a chicken a week. And if you're going to eat a chicken a week, that means you're going to have a flock of about, you know, 60 chickens or so at least, because, you know, it takes, you know, time for them to raise them and reproduce. And if you're going to have that many chickens, you're going to be buying chicken feed. And again, if you're buying chicken feed, that kind of defeats the whole purpose. So chickens for eggs, though, makes a whole lot of sense. If you even just have a small backyard, you can have two or three laying hens, and they can scrounge around and find bugs or maybe eat, you know, your scraps, or and really require almost no input at all and yet produce, you know, at least a couple of eggs for you a day. So they aren't going to lay year round. Some breeds are better than others, but you'll mostly have the eggs that you need. And if you have a little more acreage, you know, if you're doing the 2-acre type thing, having a flock of about a dozen chickens, they can pretty much fend for themselves with very little external input, and produce you a fair amount of eggs. So, and that's what I'm all about, is how do you get food for nothing.